Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time of the week. We're back with another round of Niner Talk right here on 49ers.com. I'm your host, Taylor Price, here to answer all your burning Twitter questions. It's a big week here at team headquarters. The 49ers have won four games in a row, and we're heading into the final regular season game at Candlestick Park. So without further delay, let's kick this show off. First up, Samuel Good has noticed San Francisco's good luck charm. Cleats on seems to be the thing around there. Have you been rocking them on Sundays too? I'm glad you asked, Mr. Good. Jim Harbaugh has been superstitious about his game day attire, and that's nothing new. But in 2013, Harbaugh has been wearing black football cleats for better footing. The 49ers are 5-0 in those games, and the cleats on movement is starting to take shape. As for myself, I'm starting to wear the cleats too. It does wonder for my in-game tweets and post-game interviews. I'm really hoping it raises my game on this week's show. Orlando writes in with our next question. How cool is it to be around one of the best sports franchises in the world on a daily basis? Orlando, it's not something I take lightly by any means. I get a thrill each morning when I come into work and collaborate with Michael Blevins, Eric Stark, and some of the other visionaries inside of 49ers Studios. We're micing up players, and we're taking you with the team every step of the way. Just wait till you see what we have up our sleeves in the coming months. It's going to be the bee's knees. Moving along, Jacob, who always has the Twitter gold, writes in with this question. Will Vernon Davis have a rematch versus the wall? Well, I don't think so. Vernon met that wall like a good old-fashioned Oklahoma drill, and he was able to finish the second half of the game. The wall, on the other hand, he's been placed on injured reserve and is not likely to return to Tampa Bay. Next up, Jason from Reno asks, what does Colin Kaepernick eat for breakfast? Well, like any other world-class athlete, Colin Kaepernick has his Wheaties for breakfast. Ben has our next question. How is it possible that Booby D doesn't have his own show on 49ers.com? That man is a legend. Well, Ben, the truth is, I don't want Anthony Dixon to come and take my job anytime soon. We all know he's the master of 140 characters. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here's a sample of some of Booby's best wisdom on Twitter. On December 16th, Dixon wrote, "About to hit this Benihana, been on it for the last couple days, hashtag addicted." After the Niners beat the Bucks, Dixon wrote, "Great win, I got a feeling so proud of the guys, we grinding, 24-hour rule, then it's time to get more, hashtag 49ers, hashtag bang bang." And last but not least, on December 13th, Dixon even shared his thoughts on relationships, and I quote, "I swear Cupid be shooting at me every day, LOL. You feel me? Emoji, smiley face." How can I even compete with that? Dixon is in a great place here with the 49ers, and he'll be relied on even more with Bruce Miller's injury. Let's keep Dixon's focus on the field, and I'll handle the show hosting responsibilities. Eric, aka Puck Guy, has our next question. Is it still possible to win the division? Also, is it possible Dallas and San Francisco play in a wild card? Eric, we can win the division with two wins and two Seattle losses. The wild card matchups, they're all over the place. If Dallas wins and they get the NFC East and we finish as the fifth seed, it's possible that we go to Dallas and play. But right now, the focus is on beating Atlanta. 49ers need to handle their own business at home. All right, our last question is, what can we expect for the final game at Stick? Well, as Jim Harbaugh said on Monday, he doesn't want this team to be the one that screws it up in the final game at Candlestick Park. This game is important on so many levels. The team recognizes the importance and will try to win by any means necessary. As for the game itself, I would be prepared for a very special evening with a fitting tribute to the iconic stadium in the city by the bay.